Border security is arguably the critical issue in this country's fight against radical Islamist terrorism. But our borders remain porous, so porous that 3 million illegal aliens entered this country last year, nearly all of them from Mexico. Now, incredibly, a panel sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations wants the United States to focus not on the defense of our own borders, but rather create what effectively would be a common border that includes Mexico and Canada. Christine Romans has the report.
On Capitol Hill, testimony calling for Americans to start thinking like citizens of North America and treat the U.S., Mexico, and Canada like one big country.
The best way to secure the United States today is not at our two borders with Mexico and Canada, but at the borders of North America as a whole.
That's the view in a report called Building a North American Community. It envisions a common border around the U.S., Mexico, and Canada in just 5 years, a border pass for residents of the three countries, and a freer flow of goods and people. Task Force member Robert Pastor.
What we hope to accomplish by 2010 is a common external tariff, which will mean that goods can move easily across the border. We want a common security perimeter around all of North America so as to ease the travel of people within North America.
Buried in 49 pages of recommendations from the task force, the brief mention, we must maintain respect for each other's sovereignty. But security experts say folding Mexico and Canada into the U.S. is a grave breach of that sovereignty.
That's what would happen if anybody serious were to embrace this strategy for homogenizing the United States and its sovereignty with the very different systems existing today in Canada and Mexico.
Especially considering Mexico's problems with drug trafficking, human smuggling, and poverty. Critics say the country is just too far behind the U.S. and Canada to be included in a so-called common community. But the task force wants military and law enforcement cooperation between all three countries.
Indeed, an exchange of personnel that bring Canadians and Mexicans into the Department of Homeland Security.
And it wants temporary migrant worker programs expanded with full mobility of labor between the three countries in the next 5 years.
The idea here is to make North America more like the European Union. Yet just this week, voters in two major countries in the European Union voted against updating the European Constitution. So clearly, this is not the best week to be trying to sell that idea.
Americans must think that our political and academic elites have gone utterly mad at a time when 3.5 years, approaching 4 years after September 11th, we still don't have border security, and this group of elites is talking about not defending our borders, finally, but rather creating new ones. It's astonishing.
The theory here is that we are stronger together, three countries in one, rather than alone.
Well, it's a mind-boggling concept. Christine Romans, thank you as always. New efforts tonight to fight a plan by some corporate business leaders and their political allies that could erode the United States sovereignty. The organizers are fighting a proposed North American union that could leave our nation vulnerable on many fronts. Lisa Sylvester reports.
Mexican truck drivers may soon haul cargo deep into the heart of the United States. They're currently limited to within 20 miles of the U.S. border. It could mean U.S. job losses and serve as a gateway for human and drug smuggling.
This would basically make a driver from Mexico be able to freely go about throughout the United States. And to us, that's scary from a safety standpoint, but it's especially scary from the standpoint of security.
Critics say U.S. sovereignty is also on the line. To understand, go back to 2005. President Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and then Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin launched what's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership, a trade and economic partnership that many see as a precursor to a North American Union modeled after Europe.
There's hardly a major area of public policy where the Bush administration has not, through the SPP working groups, rewritten our administrative law and regulations from being U.S. in nature to being North American in nature.
The coalition to block the North American Union wants to defeat a proposed NAFTA superhighway that would stretch from Texas all the way to Canada. Congress has been left largely out of the loop.
They never even heard of this. They don't know a thing about it. What's going on? Well, what's going on is a super elite are taking control.
Lawmakers who have heard are hell-bent on keeping a North American union from happening.
The interest of hard-working businesses in this country, hard-working workers in this country, and the average citizen in the United States should be placed ahead, in my opinion, of some international global theory that I think would harm the United States and most of its citizenry.
President Bush just signed the fence bill, saying the borders need to be secured.
At the same time, the U.S. Department of Transportation is considering this program to open the borders wide open to Mexican truck drivers and to create a NAFTA superhighway, even though transportation officials say they would check the licensing and backgrounds of foreign truck drivers. It would be a bureaucratic nightmare to enforce, Luke.
These three countries moving ahead, their governments, without authorization from the American people, without congressional approval, this is as straightforward an attack on national sovereignty as there could be outside of war.
And they are doing this behind closed doors, as you mentioned. Congress has been left out of the loop. People don't even know what they're coming up with. But what's clear at this point is that they are moving ahead with this North American Union and putting these plans in place. Very frightening, Lou.
Lisa, thank you very much. Lisa Sylvester.
Security and Prosperity Partnership quickly staged a show summit that was held in Ottawa, Canada in February of 2007.
It is the only way that we can achieve security and prosperity for our people is through this cooperation. We actually occupy one physical space, the North America. We've also had a chance as foreign ministers to talk about how we cooperate in the region and indeed in the world.
Protesters who were upset about losing their countries and freedoms were not tolerated.
A couple of weeks ago, an Al-Qaeda supposed
The Security and Prosperity Partnership has been signed without any sort of parliamentary debate.
Globalist publications have been open with their frustration that the population has not bought their latest PR stunt. As integration inside the European and American unions accelerates, the superstates themselves are being merged. On April 30th, 2007, a summit was held at the White House. The Security and Prosperity Partnership's secretive approach had alarmed the public. So this time, President Bush, German Chancellor Merkel, and EU Commission President Barroso hid their treachery in plain sight.
Thank the Chancellor and Josie very much for the transatlantic economic integration plan.
And for that too, we need to develop a common market, common standards.
So this is indeed a very important agreement. And an agreement that also brings with it a Transatlantic Economic Council to be a permanent body with senior people on both sides of the Atlantic that will look at all those issues in a concrete manner in which way we can make it move forward.
The BBC reported that the US and EU had agreed on a single market. By announcing a new economic community integration, they were simply repeating what had been done in America and the EU on a larger scale. The accord states that the two blocs will aggressively push regulatory convergence in more than 35 areas, from financial services, intellectual property, military, education, mergers and acquisitions. They also agreed to jointly push a global carbon tax.
We recognize that we have a problem with greenhouse gases.
We agree there is a global threat, it's a serious threat. We agree there is the need to establish a limit to greenhouse gases.
We need to discuss the possible pricing of CO2. How can we translate this into a market economic compatible scheme?
Once the EU was established, under the guise of trade deals, a North American Union and Asian Union would be formed. The three interlocking superstates form the core of the global government, while the United Nations would serve as a world regulatory and enforcement body over the Third World subregions.
However, the Muslims have already been forewarned about an enemy that will face them, the last prophet of God. Muhammad said that a man will appear after the Muslims have conquered a Roman city called Constantinople. He will first appear as a tyrannical king, then he will be claimed to be a prophet, and finally, he will claim to be the Lord God himself. Already the first part of the prophecy has been fulfilled. Constantinople was conquered and renamed Istanbul. The prophet further foretold that this liar would start to conquer the world, country by country, fortress by fortress, region by region, town by town, and no place will remain unscathed except the two holy cities of Mecca and Medina. He will possess powers to issue a command to the sky, and it will rain, and to the earth, and it will produce crops. He will call to a false religion and bring something which resembles paradise and hell. But that which resembles paradise will in fact be hell, and that which resembles hell will in fact be paradise. He is the Dajjal, meaning imposter, and he will be born with one eye, and your Lord is not one eye. It is also known that before the appearance of the Dajjal, a group of people will pave the way, setting up a system to prepare the world for his arrival. In other words, these forerunner to the Dajjal and their system will bear all the characteristics of the Dajjal, and he will be the final embodiment of these in human form. The forerunners to the Dajjal are none other than the Freemasons. The one eye is one of the ways to recognize the Dajjal. The one eye is the symbol of the Freemasons. It is part of their beliefs and is taken from ancient Egyptian mythology. In their ideology, it represents the supreme being, sometimes referred to as the great architect of the universe. The scholars of Islam say that the similitude of the Dajjal is that of the Pharaoh who tarried with the prophet Moses. The Pharaoh was a tyrannical leader who elevated himself in status and declared himself to be God. He used magicians to create illusions and fool the people and oppressed all who did not conform to his false religion. Today, the Freemasons weave another kind of magic. The illusions they create take the form of hidden or openly propagated messages in films, televisions, cartoons, music, and all the other cogs in their well-oiled media machine. And this same media machine has continuously been put into action to slander and destroy the character of Islam, following another trait of the Dajjal, who goes further and slanders God directly. The Dajjal is an oppressor to all who do not follow him. He will have powers to increase the land harvest or destroy it, depending whether the people follow him. Similarly, the Freemasonic West, through the World Bank, hold the third world nations to ransom if they do not act in accordance with their wishes. Abundance of IMF development loans are often used to ensnare such nations, and the unattainable interest payments keep them ensnared. They are forced to submit or face economic collapse and dire poverty. Another way in which the Dajjal will control the people, either deluding them or forcing them to submit, is by spreading disease. He will have the ability to spread disease or cure it, effectively playing God. And with this power, he will delude many to his false religion. The Freemasons also play with people's lives in this manner. Evidence exists showing that many viruses have created or mutated in military labs and later used in experiments on human beings. And it has been established that AIDS is a man-made tool used to suit the purposes of Masonic West. The Prophet Muhammad said that a time would come when the whole world would gather around to plan the destruction of the Muslims, as if they were gathered around a table to take part in a meal. Today the nations of the world are doing just that, around the circular tables of the United Nations General Assembly Hall. He also said that the time of the Dajjal will be years of confusion. People will believe a liar and disbelieve one who is trustworthy, and those who rebel against God will have a say in general affairs. Today, during the time preceding the Dajjal, there is also a time of confusion. The system set up by the forerunners to the Dajjal have ensnared many Muslims away from truth. Using lures such as wealth and materialism and fulfillment of earthly desires, a miserable trade indeed. These times of tribulation are like a giant sieve, sorting out the true believers from the apostates and hypocrites. Many have adopted the lifestyle and philosophy of the Dajjal system, retaining perhaps only their Muslim names or clothing, wearing them like a badge to their identity, and in every other way embracing wholeheartedly the system that is being used to eradicate Islam. Embracing the same system that stood back and did nothing when pregnant Muslim women had their bellies ripped open by Serbs, killing them and the contents of their wombs. The same system that stands still whilst women and small girls are being raped in Kashmir. a system that stood still whilst mothers saw their children dragged away by soldiers during the night, never to return, simply because they spoke out against being refugees in their own homeland, and the same system that said nothing to the tyrant that gassed women and children simply because he danced the Masonic tune. For those who choose this system, claim to love Allah and his messenger, but hate what he has brought, leave the guidance that is Islam, and they adhere to the evil system of the Dajjal, living their lives in accordance with its rules, and seeking from it worldly rewards, disregarding the truth that is the laws of Allah. They are those who invite upon themselves the wrath of Allah.
They came down to the side of the road by the thousands. And they had Kuwaiti flags, and some had American flags.
The forerunners to the Dajjal stronghold in the very heart of Islam itself, and laid a firm grip on the Muslim holy lands. But although they plan, Allah also plans, and Allah is the best of planners. The final victory will be with the Muslims.
اور یہ جو میڈیا کی زد میں مشہور ہیں جادو زدہ ہیں اور سحر زدہ ہیں ہم گھروں میں تو یہ بہت زیادہ توہمات کے شکار ہیں کہ فلاں نے جادو کر دیا فلاں نے ہمارا رزق بند کر دیا فلاں نے تعلقات ہمارے خاندان کے خراب کر دیے یہ عورتوں میں زیادہ ہے یہ مسئلہ کہ فلاں جادو کر رہا ہے فلاں جادو کر رہی ہے کروا رہی ہے ان کا کام یہ ہے یہ جادو اتنے نہیں ہوتے ایک بڑا جادو جو اس وقت سب پر کیا ہوا ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ ایک طرف سے آ کر ملت مسلمہ کو ختم کیا جا رہا ہے نابود کیا جا رہا ہے اس کے مقدسات پر قبضہ کیا جا رہا ہے اساس سے ملت و دین مٹائی جا رہی ہے اور دوسری طرف سے میڈیا نے ایک جادو کیا ہوا ہے ان کے اوپر اور یہ اس میڈیا کے جادو میں مست ہیں اور میڈیا کے جادو میں اس طرح سے سر دھنتے ہیں ہم یہ جادو ہے در حقیقت جن سے ہمیں بیدار ہونے کی ضرورت ہے اور وہ ایسے ایام میں قدس جیسے ایام میں ممکن ہے کہ یہ جادو توڑا جائے یہ تلسم توڑا جائے امت مسلمہ سے اور ان کو آگاہ کریں آگہی سے مقصود یعنی یہ معلوم ہو جائے ہم سب کو کہ ان کا منصوبہ کیا ہے یہ چاہتے کیا ہیں کہاں تک آگے آنا چاہتے ہیں مسئلہ تیل کا نہیں ہے مشکل صدام کی نہیں ہے مشکل اسامہ کی نہیں ہے ملا عمر کی مشکل نہیں ہے یہ فقط میڈیا کی بنائی ہوئی مبہم تصویریں ہیں یہ خاکے ہیں جو میڈیا نے بنائے ہیں فقط ایڈورٹائز ہیں جس طرح سے آج پروگرام نشر ہوتا ہے بیچ میں ایک ایڈورٹائز آ جاتی ہے یہ ملا عمر اور اسامہ یہ صرف ایڈورٹائز ہیں بعض چیزوں کے لیے اصل مقاصد کے پیچھے یہ ہمیں مثلا مشغول کرنے کے لیے کہ ہمارے ذہن کے ہی اور لگے رہیں اور کام اپنا یہ کرتے رہیں یہ چند ذہن انہوں نے کھڑے کر کے رکھے ہوئے ہیں بلکہ بعض اوقات ایک شخصیت بنانا ان کی ضرورت بن جاتا ہے اپنے مقاصد کو آگے بڑھانے کے لیے یہ موجودہ حالات میں اسامہ جیسی شخصیت بنانا ان کی ضرورت ہے اسامہ ایک ہیرو چاہیے یعنی سنیریو ایسا تھا فلم نامہ ہی ایسا تھا کہ اس میں ایک ہیرو چاہیے تھا اس طرح کا کہ جو یہ جنون پیدا کرے جو یہ مثلا تاثر پیدا کرے پورے پاکستان میں یا پوری دنیا میں ایک دفعہ ذہنوں کو متوجہ کرے خوراک بنے میڈیا کی تاکہ اس کے ذریعے سے پھر اگلے اقدامات کیے جا سکیں لیکن ان کو ہمیشہ ایک ہیرو نہیں چاہیے بہت سارے ہیرو چاہیے ایک ہیرو چاہیے جو مثلا لوگوں کے اندر جہادی جنون پیدا کرے پھر اس جہادی جنون کو تاکہ بعد میں دہشت گردی کہہ سکے ہم اور دہشت گردی کو بہانہ بنا کر پھر اسلامی سرزمینوں کو سرکوب کر سکے یعنی سنیریو دیکھیں عجیب و غریب سنیریو ہے یہ ایک ہیرو چاہیے جو جہادی جنون پیدا کرے اٹھائے لوگوں کو تاکہ ہمیں بہانہ دے کے حملے کریں اور پھر جب ہم اٹیک کریں ہم حملہ کریں ہم ان کو آ کر ابو غریب جیسے جیلوں میں آ کر برہنہ کریں اور ان کی عزت و ناموس کو پائمال کریں اور تصویریں ساری دنیا کو دکھائیں تو اس وقت پھر ایک اور ہیرو چاہیے وہ کون سا ہیرو ہے یعنی جب ہم مسلمانوں کے احساسات کو مجروح کریں اور جریہ دار کریں مسلمانوں کے عزت و غیرت کو پھر ایک ہیرو چاہیے کہ جو ان زخم خوردہ اور ان زخمی احساسات کو آرام کرے اور ان کو آرام کرے اور ان کو بٹھائے اور بہلائے ان کو دو ہیرو چاہیے ان کو یعنی بیٹھے ہوئے لوگوں کو ابھارنے کے لیے اسامہ چاہیے اور اسامہ کے ابھرنے کے بعد پھر ایک آدمی چاہیے جو بٹھا ہے ابھی زہر جب یہ آ کر اسامہ کے ذریعے سے سرکوب کریں گے سرکوبی کے نتیجے میں پھر احساسات ابھریں گے ان ابھرے ہوئے احساسات کو مٹانے کے لیے بھی ایک ہیرو چاہیے ان کو
ہر شیعہ اس وقت اس کے واجبات عینی میں سے ہے نہ واجبات کفائی میں سے اس کے واجبات عینی میں سے ہے سب سے پہلا فریضہ کہ وہ آگاہ ہو ہوشیار ہو بیدار ہو استکبار کی اس یلغار کو سمجھے اور سمجھ کر جو اس کا کردار بنتا ہے وہ ادا کرے سکوت خاموشی جہالت اور غفلت اور نادانی شاید روانہ ہو بلکہ یقیناً جائز نہیں ہے اس زمانے میں جس سے ہم گزر رہے ہیں عصر معصومین کے بعد سے لے کر آج تک اس قدر کڑا دور اور اس قدر حالات بحرانی تشیع پر نہیں گزرے جس سے آج عالم تشیع گزر رہا ہے اور عالم اسلام اتنا قوی محاصرہ تشیع کا اتنا مضبوط محاصرہ تشیع کا ہمیں تاریخ میں کبھی نظر نہیں آتا ہوا ہے لیکن چند اطراف سے گھیرتے تھے لیکن بعض راستے نجات کے بھی موجود رہتے تھے
ان کے پاس مادی ثقافت ہے آپ کے پاس کیا ہے مثلا ابھی اب راستے میں کوئی پوچھ رہا تھا اس مسلمانوں کے پاس کیا ہے جو ان کے لیے تھریٹ ہے اچھا کل اس کو اور تھوڑا سا ڈیٹیل میں تھوڑی سی بات کریں گے مسلمانوں کے پاس کیا ہے جو ان کے لیے خطرہ ہے تو میں آپ سے کہوں گا کچھ نہیں ہے کس کے پاس کیا ہے ایران کے پاس کتنے ایٹم بم ہیں فرض کرو 10 ایٹم بم ان کے پاس 2000 پڑیں گے کتنی فوج ہے ہمارے 1 ارب انسانوں کے پاس کچھ بھی نہیں ہے لیکن ہمارے پاس جو چیز ہے جو ان کے لیے خطرہ ہے وہ صرف مانویت ہے دو انسان مانوی طور پہ آزاد نکل آئے ان کو خطرہ نظر آتا ہے اس آدمی سے کہ نہیں یہ ہماری گیم میں نہیں آ رہا اس کو ختم کرنا سب سے پہلا کام ہے لہذا میں آپ کو ایک بات پوچھوں گا اتنے بڑے بڑے لیڈر ہیں ہمارے پاس مذہبی ہو غیر مذہبی ہمارے عارف شاید کیوں شہید ہوئے ان کو جس طرح سے انہوں نے قیادت کے میدان میں مارا کیا وجہ تھا بڑے بڑے قائد موجود ہیں بڑے بڑے سیاسی لیڈر موجود ہیں لیکن کس طرح ان کا کلین اپ کیا کس طرح سے ان کو صفائی سے اڑایا وجہ ان کی یہ تھی کہ ان کے اندر مانویت تھی ان کو پتا تھا یہ آزاد آدمی ہے یہ نہیں بکنے والا یہ کسی یہ ہمارے رول آف گیم میں نہیں آ رہا یہ مادیت میں نہیں آئے گا یہ ہتھیار میں نہیں آئے گا یہ سیاست میں نہیں آئے گا آزاد ہے اگر آپ اس آزادی کو درج کر لیں آپ پاور میں آپ سے پچھلی دفعہ بھی یہ بات بار بار کہہ رہا تھا کہ آپ اپنی پوٹینشیل کو درج کریں پھر آپ خدا ہیں آپ یہاں پہ اس زمین پہ ڈکٹیٹ کریں گے آپ جس دن آپ نے درج کر لیا کہ آپ کے اندر آزادی ہے جو آپ کی سب سے بڑی خاصیت ہے آپ مانوی طور پہ اپنے آپ کو آزاد کر دیجئے پھر آپ یعنی یہ آپ کے سامنے بے بس ہیں کچھ نہیں کر سکتے آپ کو کچھ قرآن کریم عجیب ہے واقعی لا یضرکم من ضل اذا اہتدیتم ہر جس تمہیں نقصان نہیں پہنچاتا وہ جو گمراہ ہوا اگر تم ہدایت پہ آ گئے اگر اسلحے کی بات کرو تو اس کے پاس تو ایٹم بم ہیں میرے پاس کیا ہے تو وہ نقصان پہنچائے گا لیکن مسئلہ مانویت کا ہے اگر آپ مانویت لے کے بڑھ گئے پھر دنیا میں کوئی گمراہ آپ کو نقصان نہیں پہنچا سکتا آپ کی آواز کو دبا نہیں سکتا آپ اتنی بڑی قدرت ہیں کہ وہ آپ کے سامنے مجبور ہوگا کہ سر جھکائے لیکن جو آپ کو کرنا ہے وہ یہ کہ اپنے اندر سے مادیت کو نکال دیں جس دن آپ نے مادیت کو نکال دی جس دن اس بھوت کو نکال دیا میں آپ سے دوبارہ عرض کر رہا ہوں عبدی اتینی اجعلو کا مثلی یہاں پر ہے کہ اے میرے بندے تو میری اطاعت کر میں تجھے اپنا جیسا بنا دوں گا آپ کے پاس قدرت یہیں پر آئے گی کہ تسخیر ہو جائے گی وَلَقَدْ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ہم نے زمین و آسمان میں جو کچھ ہے تمہارے لیے تسخیر کیا وہ یہاں پر ہے واقعاً آپ کے اندر قدرت ہوگی آپ کے سامنے مطیع ہوں گے یہ لوگ جس دن آپ کے اندر قدرت آتی ہے جس دن آپ آزاد ہونا یعنی فطر کو آپ نے آزاد کریں اس مادیت سے اب آپ کے اندر قدرت ہونا شروع ہو گئی